Listen to every episode of Stokely and Zach on demand at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. There's no business like your business. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, you said you were checking your messages yesterday, and this was a message from Peyton. When's the last time you checked your messages? Because wasn't the Manning Passing Academy like a while?
It was in the summer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember being in the airport one time and I saw a bunch of these kids come through.
Sometimes I don't check his messages every time, okay?
Oh, you don't check Peyton's messages
every
time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because he calls me and leaves a message doesn't mean I'm going to run to my phone and check my message for him.
Like
everybody else does. Not the way I roll, Peyton.
Resetting the narrative here.
No, just kidding. So I have some messages I haven't deleted. I didn't say I didn't listen to it before, but I hadn't deleted it. And I listened to it again yesterday, and it was right after that. He was talking about some of the quarterbacks there, and I don't want to really go into names about who he was talking about. One of the guys. So they have 40 college quarterbacks there, really good ones every single year. You know, the best of the best. They go there, and they're counselors, right? And then they have one evening or a couple evenings that those guys throw, right? And they'll throw to NFL guys, they'll throw to college guys, and so you can get a feel for these guys and watch them. And he did say that one guy that's coming out this year out of that group was the best of the bunch. So I will tell you that, okay? And again, it's sharps, no pass rush,
sure.
So it's not real football, but
still, I mean, when you're around a guy for a week straight, you start to get a sense of, you know, what the temperature of that dude is.
Sure. Yep.
So he mentioned a guy by name to you.
Yeah. Yep. And it was funny because I didn't remember the voicemail or anything, but then when he said the guy's name, especially after this college football season, like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
You know people are really gonna hate you right now.
That guy might end up here.
Right.
And if he does, I'll tell you who it is.
Okay.
So that was the guy.
Well, you already told me who it was. I may turn around and sell it to John. Hey, John, I got sensitive intel.
That's why I don't ever tell you anything.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. The suggestion, someone says, you know, your make-believe scenarios keep getting goofier. Why is what I suggested make-believe or goofy? I think it's super reasonable. The guys have worked together in the past. They spend a lot of time in the same city. One doesn't work for a franchise. The other one does. And
I think, you know, I don't think it's goofy at all. I think when you look at the Broncos situation, everything's on the table. Right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. You're trying to find a quarterback. And look, we're very critical of John Elway, but it's not an easy thing to do. I don't care who you are. All right? I don't care if you're the best to ever do it and you're evaluating these guys. It's a different game now. I think it's a harder transition for these guys, more so than ever. And, you know, you're trying to evaluate them and guess, pretty much speculate on how they'll transition from that game to the NFL game. A very hard thing to do. So if you're the Broncos and you've struck out, you know, three times, four times, you had one of those seasons where you're batting like Ian Desmond was the first half of the season, like historic rate.
Oof.
Right? Remember that?
I do.
And he bounced back.
I do. He's at 120.
Yeah. And you're on that kind of pace. Everything is on the table. Like, how do we figure this quarterback situation out? Because what can that do for your franchise? You look around the league. If you have one of those guys, you have a chance every single year. If you don't, you really don't have a chance. Look at the quarterbacks. The four left.
Drew Brees, Jared Goff, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. By the way, has there ever in the history of championship weekend been a more glaring dynamic of the old guard on their way out against the brand new guard just bursting through? And in both matchups.
Right. Pretty cool. Yep. That's a great point. Really cool.
And then furthermore, the coaching matchup between a guy like Sean Payton and Sean McVay is just fascinating to me.
Really is. Andy Reid, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, really cool matchups Sunday. Going to be a lot of fun. Should be entertaning. Hopefully they're both good games.
You're going to be locked in? Basement time?
Yeah, I'll be locked in. I don't know where. Might not be basement. Might be living room.
Okay.
Are you like a stalker or something?
Nope. Just want to know. Just want to know what your Sunday looks like. I'll be locked in. I can't wait. Can't wait for the Nuggets game tonight. They got the Bulls.
Yeah.
Bounce back game. And this weekend's games, I just all eyes pointing towards that. And I got to tell you, I think it's pretty pathetic. Well, actually, I shouldn't say pathetic, but I roll my eyes twice at this Patriots thing going on, bet against us. Like I said, Julian Edelman posted a T-shirt that said "Bet Against Us" with the Patriots. Like, no, who has said the Patriots suck?
Well, there's been a few analysts out there that said, you know, when they had their downturn, when they didn't play a good game, when they lost to the Titans and they lost to who else did they lose to late in the season? Dolphins, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That oh, okay, it's not their year, and they're kind of running with that a little bit too much. Like, come on. I think most people expected y'all to be here, and most people are probably picking y'all to beat the Chiefs. So it's not like us against the world, you know, poor us, we're the underdogs, and nobody's giving us a chance. That's yeah, they're playing that up a lot.
They are, and I think that's being echoed throughout the locker room.
That's why
over
I want them
and over.
To lose even more. So there you go.
You'll be rooting for Kansas City?
Yes. How about that? Yes, I will. I hope Kansas City destroys them.
But take
I don't care if it's
out.
The Chiefs. I don't care if they're in the AFC West. I'm pulling for the Chiefs.
The way that I view it is like, what, you know, one more Super Bowl for the Patriots? What is that? You know, it doesn't, but a Super Bowl for the Chiefs, a Super Bowl appearance for the Chiefs, that's the one thing that Broncos country has been able to hold over Kansas City.
Well, we've lost a lot of those things this last year. Well, okay? that, so might as well lose one more.
That's certainly true. That is certainly true. Not going to argue that. If you didn't see the Rockies,
might as well just throw this one into the bag, and we could just say it was an awful year. We lost a lot of cool things that we once could say.
That's a fact. Yankees and Adam Ottavino reach a 3-year deal.
But the Marcus Peters kind of situation is a really interesting tidbit in the Rams Saints game. You remember last year, I mean, they played this year, and they had a big third down play, and they threw it over Peter's head for a touchdown to seal the game against the Rams New Orleans. And Sean Payton came out after the game and said, we had the matchup that we wanted. They had Michael Thomas on Marcus Peters, and Marcus Peters did not like that and came back at Sean Payton talking this, that, you know, and talking about, you know, we'll something about gumbo. And then he tweeted something out before the game about we're about to go eat some gumbo. So they got that little dynamic going with this game, too.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be a fun one. I mean, two high-powered offenses, two offensive head coaches. I mean, it's in the Dome. The Dome will be rocking. Saints haven't been playing. You know, they got by.
There's something off there. There's something off.
There was something off at the end of the season, and I hate how they went about their business heading into they had a bye, right? And they took week 17 off against the Panthers.
Right.
And so you're already rusty as it is, and now you haven't played football really in a couple of weeks, and it showed. They got very fortunate to beat the Eagles. So will they have that momentum of beating the Eagles? I mean, beating the Eagles, will they be able to carry that forward this next week? But I don't like resting your guys, especially if you have a bye week.
Yeah.
Rest one if you need to, but play ball, because it's hard to crank it back up after you shut it down.
Did Big Al say that he is done with Emmanuel Sanders?
Watch your mouth, Al.
Oh, wait a second. We'll take a dive into this next.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion. Even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to efirstbank.com/business for more details.
So yesterday, I'm driving down the road, and I'm listening to The Drive, as I do every day, as you should too. And they were talking about the Twitter beef, which, by the way, I'm a little bit disappointed that Antonio didn't clap back.
Yeah, me too.
It's all right. I'm sure that's not dead, by the way. We'll probably hear something else about that at a certain point in time. But they were having the discussion, and basically it came down to basically a question. You know, who would you rather have for 2019? Antonio Brown, if you could, or keep Emmanuel Sanders?
Would you take Emmanuel Sanders or Antonio Brown?
I don't want either.
You don't want either.
No, because I think
you think Sanders is done, huh?
No, I don't think he's done. I just don't want to go through the rehab process with him.
So you're done with Emmanuel here?
Yeah, I'm good.
Wow, really?
I'm good.
Dang, I didn't expect that.
But I'm the same guy that said trade Von Miller so we can get future first-round draft picks.
Should the Broncos be done with Emmanuel Sanders? If they moved on from Emmanuel, you would save over $10 million.
I think he should try to restructure his deal. I'm not ready to move on from Emmanuel Sanders. I think Big Al is kind of throwing him into his rebuild mode category, right? He wants to rebuild mode. He wants to rebuild this thing up. And so that means Emmanuel and a lot of other veteran guys he would like to cut. I think that's kind of where I'm, because he said.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not ready to quite go that far. But if you are in rebuild mode, yeah, you probably would do that. But I think Emmanuel Sanders still has value. I think what you do is you try to get his deal, his cap number lowered, and you restructure it and see what he looks like this year. See if he bounces back. But or you could even do a little extension with him. I think whichever direction you're heading with a new offensive coordinator, I think you would like to have Emmanuel Sanders around. And I think I think what really might happen is just a restructure. They keep it 1 year, and they just restructure it. And
They keep it 1 year.
Yeah, they just keep it this year. It's last year of his deal. And they bring the cap number down, they restructure it, and put incentives in there. That's what I think will eventually happen with Emmanuel Sanders.
Let me ask you a question.
Because if he goes on the market, he's got to realize, okay, that's what you ask yourself as a player. If a team comes to you to restructure, well, what will my market be out in free agency? What would it be? And for Emmanuel Sanders, do you think you're going to go somewhere this year and make over $10 million?
No.
Coming off of an Achilles injury.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
If you achieve that 1,200 yards that he was on pace for, would right. be a problem.
Yeah. Not a problem at all. But you're an older receiver now, coming off of Achilles injury. You missed a handful of games the year before because of that ankle injury. Nobody's going to pay you $10 million. So that's what you have to look at. What is my best team and best organization to get on the field, show everybody I'm healthy, so then the following year when I do become a free agent, okay, I'm able to get paid a little bit.
Do you think that Emmanuel would want out of Denver to go to a situation with a better quarterback situation?
Because that's real. That's real. But you know,
if he's like, hey, I need a bounce back year to stay in this league and keep making this type of money, it ain't going to happen with Case Keenum or Dwayne Haskins or whatever young quarterback you want to throw in there.
Nick Mullins. It might happen with Nick. Might happen with him.
How many firsts is that going to take?
I think we probably have to give about three for Nick Mullins.
Wentz territory.
Wentz is seven. Give up seven.
Seriously, are you still on five?
Would I give up five first-round picks for Carson Wentz right now? Yes, I would.
Well, the Eagles would take that deal. I really believe they would. It was just yesterday, wasn't it?
Yesterday, the day before.
Yeah, that Doug Peterson came out and said, we can kind of end the speculation here.
Carson's our guy. I don't think they would. I think they'd be like, no thanks. This is our guy moving forward. I don't think they would take it. I don't. But you have to look at your situation if you're Emmanuel Sanders and look at what you would get on the market and how does that compare to Denver's offer. And you're right. Does he look at another destination and does he think that that place would give him more of an opportunity to have that bounce back season to show everybody's healthy heading into free agency? It's a great question. There's a lot of other ones out there. But will they pay you like the Broncos will pay you when it comes to, okay, we're going to cut that 10 in half, five, and then we'll give you, you know, incentives, per game incentives, and then overall incentives.
I like that idea. I like that idea.
To help you make up a few more million of it. Could be a win-win. He could say, nope, you either pay my 10 or cut me, and then they cut you, and you say, okay, well, I've always wanted to play with Tom Brady. I'm going to New England.
I knew you were
going to
say
that. Nope, I'm going to Houston. I'm going to H-Town. That's my city. And I'm going to go play with Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. Sorry, DT. Sorry, got to go. He's coming to town.
He's coming to Shouty. Got to go. The Broncos have had two separate.
I mean, there's a lot of other good, you know, destinations for a guy like Emmanuel Sanders. But then again, you have to look at the situation and say, I might just be best here. Rehab here. I know this team. I know the organization. They're still going to pay me a good amount of money. And I'll be able to hit free agency. I'm the guy. I'm the man. Right? I'm the dude. I'm clearly the number one. I'm going to have the most targets. And hopefully Cortland, you know, has that giant step from year one to year two and will take some of that pressure off of him. I think he will. And I think Deshaun Hamilton will be a nice compliment as a number three, as a slot guy. So you have pieces around you to help you out. And even if you're on a bad team, if you go out and stay healthy and put up numbers like he was this year, then there you go. You're hitting free agency on a high note.
Mm.
Sometimes it's not the worst thing for a guy like that to play on a bad team because you're throwing the ball all the time because you're behind.
Right.
And you're the guy. So who's the quarterback going to throw it to? I'm going to just throw it to Emmanuel.
Right.
So you can pad the stats on bad teams.
Mm. We'll see. We'll see. And you referenced the Shorty Gotta Go, that rap song from Capri Bibbs.
Yeah.
I read this. A gangster rap video leads Atlanta police to arrest 20 Atlanta gang members for drugs, robbery, and murder. 169 total charges.
A video or a?
A rap video.
A rap video.
Wow. Leads Atlanta police to
they
arrest.
Told themselves?
the old self-snitching.
What?
Arrest 20 Atlanta gang members for drugs, robbery, and murder. A total of 169 total charges. And they're
take that L on the way out.
Take a couple L's.
Wow.
And you see their mugshots? They look like some bad dudes, man.
Wow.
Every face is tatted.
Oof.
Every neck is tatted. Oh, my goodness. All right, it's that time of day. Stokely stoked up. It's not going to be about arrests and charges and gangster rap videos. And we're getting hyped next.
The Broncos have their offensive coordinator in Rick Scangarello. Coach Skeen has his work cut out for him, inheriting the NFL's 29th-rated quarterback, a 31-year-old receiver coming off injury, and one of the league's most penalized offensive lines. So let's hope he's got some pretty nifty plays drawn up in that playbook. There's never an off-season for Talking Broncos. Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Hey, Denver. Macy here from the Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men and Parker on the corner of Lincoln and Parker next to Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a job interview or a first date, Lady Jane's and Parker will make sure you look great for whatever is on your plate. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. Lady Jane's and Parker on the corner of Lincoln and Parker next to Dunkin' Donuts, where we believe success favors the well-groomed. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men and Parker. It's wicked awesome!
Brandon Stokely here for my friends at Ideal Home Loans. 30-year mortgage rates move slightly off their low to 4.5%. It's still a great time for most to buy or refinance, but these rates won't last long. You need to act now. Call my guy Brent Ivinson at Ideal Home Loans today. 303-867-7000. As we move past the holidays, those credit card bills are going to start coming in, and that is not a good feeling. Stop paying high-interest credit debt and put thousands back into your pocket thanks to Ideal Home Loans. 303-867-7000. Ideal Home Loans employees are salary-based lending specialists that have been helping Colorado homeowners and home buyers locally in Colorado since 2001. As you drive around your neighborhood, I'm sure you're seeing homes listed quickly and selling for asking price. The Denver market is booming and your home has gone up in value. Make it work for you. It just takes a phone call, but you have to do it now. Don't wait. At Ideal Home Loans, they can help you. First they listen, and then they lend. Whether you're buying or refinancing, call Ideal Home Loans at 303-867-7000. That's 303-867-7000 or online at idealhomeloans.com.
Ideal Home Loans has been serving Colorado since 2001. Call Ideal Home Loans today at 303-867-7000. That's 867-7000 or apply online at idealhomeloans.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, regulated by DORA, NMLS 136756. For terms and conditions, call 844-45-IDEAL.
You didn't file your taxes last year and the IRS didn't say anything. The fact is, you haven't filed income taxes for several years and you figure it's too late. It'll cost too much. And there's no way you're going to figure it out. But there's still that knot in your stomach knowing it's just not right. The bad news is, right now, you're a fugitive from the IRS. The worst news is, if they catch you, it's 1 year in jail for every year you haven't filed. I'm Jack McDonough, founder of Blackfin IRS Solutions. The good news is, the instant we file your back taxes, you go from being a fugitive to just owing money. And then, Blackfin can negotiate with the IRS for you. I can help you because I've been there. The sooner you call Blackfin about filing your back taxes, the sooner you'll get a good night's sleep.
Get caught up on your unfiled income taxes. Call Blackfin IRS Solutions online at blackfinirs.com. For your free in-person consultation, call 303-904-1450, 303-904-1450, or blackfinirs.com.
Attention men, Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic is excited to let you know we're opening yet another clinic location, now in North Denver off of I-25 and 120th. From North Glen to Broomfield to Arvada, we're making it easy for the men of Northern Colorado to get effective treatment for their erectile dysfunction. At Rocky Mountain Men's, we're proud of our record here in Colorado. We've successfully treated thousands of men across the Front Range for ED, and we've had success for most men, even in cases where pills didn't give the desired result, had unwanted side effects, or simply didn't work at all. And unlike online pharmacies, we evaluate your medical history in person, check your PSA and testosterone levels, and give you a serious medical consultation to make sure you get the right treatment for your particular situation. So give us a call. Our new Thornton location is now taking appointments, and we have clinics in Central Denver, Castle Rock, and Colorado Springs to best serve our patients. Just $99 gets you a medical consult, a PSA and T test, and a test dose of our treatment if medically advised. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 720-440-7900 or visit RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Denver sports fans know all too well how hard it is to stay on top. So many things have to go right. The more I have got to know my team at Champ Honda, the more I have come to realize there are some commonalities in the car business. The team at Champ Honda has an identity, and they know what type of people they want to join their team. People who understand it is all about the customer experience. So when you're ready to join my team and the Honda family, there's really only one place to go. Champ Honda. One price, one person, 1 hour.
What's Brandon Stokely?
Yeah, I'm so stoked.
Stoked up about today.
I like what the Broncos are doing on the offensive side of the football with their coach and staff. They hired Wade Harmon today as a tight end coach. Not only is he a great coach, and I was coached by him at one time. I know a lot of people are saying, so what? Who is this Wade Harmon guy? But when you look at where he coached and who he coached with, I think it's a big hire. You need to surround Rich Scangarella with as many people as possible that knows his system and that he's trust. And Rich and Wade Harmon, guess what, Zach? They work together in Atlanta. So I think this is the first piece. I think you'll start seeing more of these pieces surrounding Rich that know his system, that he trusts, and it will be coaches. But also you'll start seeing some players once free agency hits, whether they're with the 49ers or the Rams or the Falcons, that know Rich and know his system. Them. They'll start bringing those people into the fold. And, Zach, that's what I'm stoked up about.
Brandon Stokely's stoked up.
That's what I'm talking about!
Well, I think it answers one question that we had when Rich Scangarella was hired, is he going to have the autonomy to hire some of his own assistants? And I think this is the first portion of that question being answered.
Yeah.
Yes. Wade Harmon, they've worked together with the Falcons, as you said, and you're stoked up. So all signs pointing towards that this is his guy. And this is the way it should be done. I mean, this is the way that it should be done.
Absolutely.
He has no, like, Vic Fangio is a defensive guy. He's a defensive guy. This is Rich's operation here. And it scares me a little bit.
It should.
We're talking about a guy. Like, think about what we're doing here. Has someone ever been given this much power without the experience? And I want you to consider this. We're coming off Vance Joseph, who I believed and said many times that he was the least empowered head coach in the league. Now the Broncos are taking their weakest unit that needs the most work and empowering Scans to create the system, implement the system, teach the system, coach the system, call the plays. And he's never been solely responsible for any one of those bullet points at this level. So I'm like, I'm excited about it from a fundamental standpoint,
right,
about the direction we're going, and less excited about the guy individually. And not to say that I'm not really optimistic and engaged and looking forward to seeing what it looks like, but this is a lot on his plate.
It really is. And I second what you said. I mean, optimistic, yeah, excited, yes, because our offense has been like stuck in the 80s, it seems like, for a long time. And so, obviously, for the last 4 years or so. And I want to get back to, 2012, 13, 14, and seeing the ball flying through the air and scoring touchdowns and being an explosive offense. And this guy, to me, gives you hope, like that rookie quarterback that you draft. We
sure
don't know how he's going to turn out, but we have hope.
Right.
And that's what we have with Rich Scangarella.
Scangarello.
Scangarello. That's what I said.
Yeah, you say, like armadillo.
Scangarello. Scangarello. Scangarello.
There you go.
And that's what we have. We have hope.
We got hope.
I can say hope. We have hope. And
that's true.
That's what makes me excited about it. We'll see. I mean, this guy could fall flat on his face. He's never done it. Like you said, you gave a lot of things. This guy has never done. And now, is he ready? I think he's probably ready. He's prepared. He's been under Kyle Shanahan, which that those things have me optimistic. We talked about it a little bit before the show. This guy's a grinder.
Sure.
He's a worker.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow some of his.
Okay. Well, then I'll hold off on everything.
No, he's
a flat grinder.
Say whatever you want to say.
But, I mean, look, the guy was in the NFL, he had a nice cushy job making a lot of money, right? And left that job to make no money in the NFL, just being, at the bottom of the ladder.
He was an intern. He was a 40-year-old intern.
Right. Because he wanted to learn under Kyle Shanahan and learn the NFL game and be around that type of an offense. So he really took a huge step back when he was pretty much had it made at where he was. And so that lets you know that this guy will grind and will work and sacrifice a lot. And I don't think it will be an opportunity, now that he's gotten this opportunity. If he fails, it won't because he's not working his tail off.
That's right. That's right. And that's one of the one of my biggest takeaways when really looking who this guy was and is. And it's an attribute that I don't think most have, and even guys in the league, I don't think that they would make the move that Rich Scangarello made from being the offensive coordinator at Northern Arizona and then go take a job with really no title. And I admire it. I got to be honest with you. And every handful of months or so, I'll share something that I did on the way to get here sitting next to you. And it was a lot of sacrifice, a lot of swallowing of my own pride, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and stocking shelves, being a substitute teacher at age 27, 28. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. I didn't want to. But I knew to get where I was going, it was dues that had to be paid so I could get paid $12 an hour to be on the radio at night. And when I
made sacrifices to do what you wanted to do. And that's what Rich has done.
Sure.
Great point.
And I just admire that. Cause he was 40. He wasn't 23.
What happened to you?
What do you mean?
You used to be such a hard worker. What happened? I couldn't help it.
I'll tell you what.
No hanging fruit.
Well, I
You're
used
like,
to say.
What do you mean?
I used to say that to my wife. I said, cause I was working at one point, four different jobs.
Yeah.
Would be 75 hours a week, making like 35K. And I had to look at my wife, and she never complained or got on me at all. She was very supportive. She didn't want me to have regrets. But I would tell her, man, when you break through this business Every day is a half day, but you got to break through.
Right.
So, yeah. So I'm excited about.
Well, you reached the pinnacle. Sit next to me.
Hey, baby. It's good to be here. I'm excited for what he can bring to the table, but at the same time, I am cautious about giving him all this at once. It's like someone who's starving. If someone is starving and they haven't eaten in, say, a month, it's actually not the right way to go about it to give them a big plate of food. They get sick. Their body can't take it. You introduce food slowly when someone has been starving. And this guy is going from that version. I mean, he's going from an intern just in 2015 to being the offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos.
In charge of the whole offense.
In charge of the whole offense.
You know, it's not just a name by title. Some people get offensive coordinator, but the head coach is calling the plays. Or the head coach is overseeing everything.
Right.
But not in this case. I mean, Vic Fangio is not going to be meddling in the offensive side of the football. Now he's going to know what's going on, but he's concentrating on the defensive side. This guy is hired to do the whole shebang, everything offensively.
Right.
So it's a big, big leap, big jump for him. So that's
But it's exciting. There's still an element of excitement in there. I have a couple pieces of news here.
Oh, go ahead.
What's nice? What were you just saying? Yep, I got that same. Yep. I got that same tweet up. In the last 6 minutes, Mike Kliss has tweeted nothing about the Nuggets. He tweeted. He tweeted Broncos are bringing in former Denver guard Chris Cooper for interview as assistant offensive line coach per sources. Cooper coached last three seasons for Adam Gase in Miami. Cooper is well-regarded by Broncos, and he would be learning from the best in new offensive line coach Mike Munchak.
Interesting.
You know what? This just jogged a memory from when you were out and Orlando Franklin was sitting here. And he said, man, I talk to Coop all the time. That guy would love to be back in Denver. And I just sort of put that nugget in my pocket. And it sounds like that could be coming to fruition.
Yeah, I think it would be a great move for Cooper. To come here and learn under Mike Munchak. He spent the last 3 years with Adam Gase over there in Miami. And so, you know, if you're trying to break into the coaching profession, you know, that's a good start for you there. And you come here and you get to learn under Munchak and be in that group and, you know, kind of get up to date with you know, kind of some of the new offensive systems that are being run here. I think it'd be a good move for him. Interesting.
I have other breaking news that I think some folks may find wildly interesting. You find it for sure. I'm reading this from Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Okay. Ian Furnacy, who's a host there, has learned that the Seahawks, and this is being reported widely everywhere, but this is one of the first, has learned that the Seahawks are signing quarterback Paxton Lynch.
Paxton's Hall.
The 2016 first round pick by the Broncos out of Memphis played 3 games in his rookie season and 2 in 2017 before being released last year. So Paxton has found a home.
Yeah, good for him. And that's a good spot for him. Really is. You get to go learn from Russell Wilson, a pro's pro, right? Learn how to operate and be an NFL quarterback. Learn how to grind, right? There is no competition in Seattle, okay? So take a deep breath and learn from one of the best. And they have some of those RPOs and they have, you know, shotgun obviously is a big part of their offense. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's an offense that he could fit in well nicely and hopefully find himself a niche at a backup spot. And who knows in 2, 3, 4 years if he can ever get a chance to start somewhere else or what will happen in Seattle. You never know. Russell Wilson gets hurt. If he's on the roster, he might get an opportunity there. So I think that's a good spot for him. I'm pulling for him. Hopefully it works out for him. But he needed to go to the right spot. And that is, I think, one of the best spots that he could have gone to.
Good for him.
Good for you, bud.
Good for you, bud. I'm curious if you out there, Broncos country, I'm almost, I don't know, but I'm going to ask it.
pulling for him?
Are you pulling for Paxton? Are you pulling for Paxton? Hit me up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043.
I am. I'm pulling for him. Why not?
Well,
like, why wouldn't you pull for him? It would be my question.
Well, there's an element of, I mean, what if Paxton does, in a pinch, come in for Russell Wilson, looks great, gets signed by the Dolphins, and wins the job, and
ends up being a really good quarterback
for the next 9 years.
Well, then I say shame on the Broncos. They mismanaged that situation. And I would say good for you, Paxton, because I think you grew and you learned from your mistakes. You learned how to be a pro. You learned how to work. You learned what it meant to be an NFL quarterback. So I would say, you know, good for you, Paxton, because I think that he figured a lot of things out. And he had been humbled throughout this process also.
So maybe a new Paxton.
Well, I think if he wants to have that success, you know, it's going to have to be a new Paxton. When it comes to not just on the football field, but learning how to be a pro and learning how to be an NFL quarterback. You got to learn those things. And it's hard sometimes for young kids in those situations that have never had to do it to all of a sudden, like, oh, wait, what? I got to be here at 6 o'clock? Why? Meeting's not till 8. I got to stay here till 7, 8 o'clock at night. Why? Everybody else is going at 4:30.
But I can't, like, when you give me that, it just doesn't compute. Like, if that is something that you couldn't grasp as a first-round quarterback, not cornerback.
Well, right. But here's why also. Because every stop in there throughout their life, their journey, their football career, they've always just figured it out. They've always been great.
I'll give you that.
So no matter what you tell me, you know, whoever, veteran player, coach, I'm going to figure it out. I've done it every step of the way, and I've been great at doing it. That's why I was a first-round pick. So I've done it this certain way my whole life. Now all of a sudden you want me to do it differently? I don't need to. I'll be successful. Just watch. Not saying that's how Paxton thought, but that's how a lot of young players think.
And I'm not going to disagree with that. But at a certain point in time, lessons...
Oh, there's nothing to disagree with.
Less
fact.
That's why I'm not disagreeing.
Good.
But at a certain point in time, lessons need to be applied, right?
Like, oh, yeah. Like,
and I'll just tell you from my personal scope, I find it hard to legitimately pulse for someone who's not a hard worker. I have a block upstairs with that type of stuff.
I hear you. And I'm with you too. But I'm all for second chances. And let's see what he does with it. Because some people, just, like I said, they just don't get it, right? They just don't get it. It's like, oh, I've always done it this way. Now you want me to do it this way. I don't need to.
Yeah.
And so if the light bulb turns on, he realizes, okay, I got to put in extra effort. I got to grind. I got to work hard. And he commits to it. And he has success, then I think we all should be really happy for him. But if he doesn't, he won't be around, and he won't be successful. I mean, that's very obvious.
Yep, he'll get flushed out of that situation the same way he was here. Can I say it like this? I'm not necessarily rooting for his success, but I'm certainly not rooting against him.
I'm rooting for his success. I want him to succeed.
What type of narrative would that be around Broncos country if Paxton Lynch did have tremendous NFL success?
You'll have a section of people that will, I told you so,
mm-hmm.
told you so, just give them a chance. And you'll have the other people that say, you know, no matter what kind of chance he got here, he wasn't going to succeed here.
Yeah.
He had to wake up. He had to be humbled to have that type of success. But I'm certainly pulling for him. I don't think he's a bad guy. He's not a bad dude. He didn't commit any crime.
Right.
So why would you not pull for him?
Right.
Why would you not pull for him, Zach? Come on. Pull for the guy.
Do you
lighten up a little
bit? Do you pull for Antonio Brown?
Do I pull for Antonio Brown?
What laws has he broken?
Well, threw furniture out of his window into a pool and almost hurt a kid or something. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I think it was a lamp.
I think it was multiple things, like a couch, sectional.
Could have been.
Maybe a lazy boy. We don't have that clarified yet, just exactly what it was, but we'll do some research.
I did
there.
Forget about that. I think the guy was trying to sue him. He almost killed his kid.
Yeah, yeah. But do I pull for Antonio Brown? I don't pull against him. I like watching him play football. I'm not in that locker room. I'm not his teammate. So I'm not a Steelers fan, but I like watching him play football. He was actually, I went to, it was a Super Bowl in San Francisco when the Broncos won. I was down there. My son was down there and went to the NFL experience. He got a chance to meet Antonio Brown, take a picture with him. Antonio Brown couldn't have been nicer to him. So, yeah, I'll pull for him.
You should have seen Antonio Brown's father play football and how he would act when he hit pay dirt. Antonio Brown's father played in my hometown growing up. His name
That's
was
right, you said that.
Touchdown Eddie Brown. And when I tell you he was the most famous guy in town, he was in for
Touchdown Eddie Brown.
No joke.
Love that name.
His jersey is the only jersey ever retired. Still hangs up in the old Pepsi Arena. It
that
is. We have the Pepsi
awesome.
Center here, Pepsi Arena back in Albany. And Antonio showed up for the ceremony last year. But his dad was the same way, gregarious, flamboyant, and borderline crazy. So I see firsthand watching his dad in the 90s where he gets it from. All right, so Paxton to the Seahawks. Hey, you know what?
Good for him.
I'm seeing the responses on the RamosLaw.com text line, and I'll just fire them at you here if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Hope all works for Paxton Lynch. Good for the Pirate. Keep him closer to the sea. That's good. As long as he's not in Denver. In the words of VJ, he's no longer a Bronco. I am pulling for Paxton. The Broncos should have started him and given him a real chance. I hope he's still undefeated in Madden. not pulling for him. Maybe Seattle can develop Paxton, and then the Broncos can get him later. I don't think that's the way this is going to work. And I'm seeing, you know what? I'm not seeing, as I just scroll through quickly here, I'm not seeing as much disdain for him. I'm seeing like 60-40, I hope he goes and does well. And that's probably the right mindset to have. Like you say, he's not a criminal. He's not a bad guy.
Didn't break the law here.
Didn't break the law.
Just wasn't good enough. And a young kid that probably didn't figure out the NFL game quick enough and learn that what he needed to do to be successful. And it happens all the time. It really does. So I pull for guys like that they figure it out. And I think he's going to a great situation with Russell Wilson in Seattle. Learn from one of the best. Learn from a guy that knows how to grind and a pro.
I'll say this. It's got to be the biggest height differential from starter to backup in league history.
Probably so.
Because Russell Wilson goes 5'10", and Paxton's 6'7".
He's tall. He's tall.
The one thing we did learn when Paxton was here is he is tall.
That's it. We did know that.
Do you remember when Vance first showed up? And this was so telling. It was like 2 weeks in. And they said, can you tell us what you see from both Paxton and Trevor? And when it came to Paxton, it was like 6 physical attributes.
Right. Yes.
And when it came to Trevor, it was literally no physical, accurate, smart with the football, doesn't turn it over, high football IQ. And with Paxton, he's tall,
he's got
a big arm.
He can run.
I mean,
that's it. Nothing about being really a good quarterback.
No, the relationship between the two was so strange. And that period of time is something that I will not forget. The whole decision thing, the preordained splitting of reps.
Somebody could write a book on that. Maybe we should. In about 10 years.
Need a ghostwriter. Need a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're here for. You can't do that?
Yeah.
Raj.
Raj would be
perfect.
Have Raj do it. Well, you know what? Now this is fully a period at the end of the sentence. Trevor somewhere else. And
what would the name of the book be?
The Decision.
The Decision.
I was up in Thornton handing out T-shirts at like 6:45 in the morning.
You told us about it for a week straight. Holy cow. No wonder you got above and beyond award. I mean, you talked about it for a week straight. They felt bad for you.
You are a trip.
I go out and do things. You know, I don't self-pub myself. And, you know, I certainly haven't gotten above and beyond yet. But, you know, maybe I need to do some more self-pubbing.
Hey, Find it.
What you got to do. I got you. I got you. You got to do what you got to do.
Tonight, the Nuggets are home against the Chicago Bulls. Nope, I'm not. I'm actually, I'll be watching the game. I'll be DVRing it. I'm actually going to meet up with our buddy Pritch.
Oh, Pritch. In the house?
Yeah, we're going to do a little.
Mr. Double-Double.
Mr. Double-Double.
Mr. Double-Double. It's about this time of the year where he got that nickname.
Right, and it ain't for grabbing rebounds and scoring
Pritch
assists.
Pritch ain't grabbing any rebounds these days.
Oh, my goodness.
Love it, Pritch.
And maybe Alfred will join us. Maybe we can get Al in the mix.
If you get Al in the mix, give Stoke a call.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep. We got a basketball game at 5 o'clock, but maybe after that, you know, maybe I can come swing by. Probably not, but maybe. You never know.
All right. The next 3 hours are sure to be as entertaining as the last three. When Big
not
Al.
Not quite entertaining like the last three, but close.
You may hear something. You never know what you're going to hear.
Yeah, Fruit Box Orange Slice Show before us.
It's The Drive coming up next.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to eFirstBank.com/business for more details.